IsraelScene.com.
And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram.
And two guys who are constantly getting along just famously, fabulously, and fortuitously.
And the Shugana on the subject.
So what do we got in store today?
I thought today we'd listen to some music, lighten up from all the heavy war and after-war and pre-war and stuff, and listen to three wonderful female singers, Israeli women artist musicians, three of my favorites. They're really good. Their music is available on cdisrael.com or will be within the next week or two. I wanted to start off with the diva of Israel, in my eyes at least. Her name is Rita, one name, Rita. She comes from a family from Parsim, Iranian Jews. She's an incredible singer. She has an incredible voice. And we have, I'd like to play at least two of her tunes from her album Ahava Gdola, A Great Love. A Great Love is the name of this album, and it's one of many she has put out. There's also an album called A Time for Peace, which is her singing in English, which we'll bring in next time and share with you all. This is Rita, and the first song is a song that was made popular by Shlomo Bar in the Bira TV, whose music we've played in the past. And it's a song about Aliyah, and in this case, particularly the Aliyah from Morocco, and it's somewhat of a sarcastic song. And she speaks about, or he spoke about, or the song speaks about the great wonder of large families. Taviu Yiladim, bring children. When you come on Aliyah, especially to the Moroccans who have 6, 7, 8, 9 children.
I did. I brought three.
You brought three, no? That's a great contribution. A little small compared to the Moroccans, but...
As an American, it's
something.
I know,
yeah, right. You know? It's certainly more than I did. It became a well-known song. There are a number of other singers who sing it, although I personally, and I think many others, associate this with Shlomo Bar and Habre Raha TV, Taviyu Ladim, bring children. Many. And they are a blessing. Children are a blessing.
Well, we Yiladim all know that. Hembracha. Yes. All right, here we go. Rita.
תקבלו שיכונים, כניסה ומטבח ושני חדרים קטנים. תביאו ארבעה או חמישה, תביאו שישה ילדים. תקבלו הנאה וכבוד מקרובים, אתם אוהבים ילדים. ילדים זה שמחה, ילדים זה ברכה, ולכם יש לב של זהב.
Yeah!
was really sweet. I really like Rita, actually.
She's fabulous. She's, as I say, she's Parsi, and on the same CD is a short song she sings that is a classical Persian song, and classical Persian music is an amazing musical tradition.
And the instruments they use are just fantastic. The sound quality and
the drums and the rhythms are incredible, and the voices are so, and she's so powerful. We played a while back, we played Jeanette Yehudian's version of Adon Olam. We didn't play her traditional Parsi songs, which she sings, which are just awesome. I mean, they're so powerful. The use of the voice is so powerful. The first time I heard her many years ago, obviously I couldn't understand a word she was saying or singing, but the sound, the intensity of the sound was so powerful that I was almost crying.
Sometimes it's just, ignorance is bliss.
Well, who knows what she was saying? I assume she was saying good stuff.
It's such a cliche, but sometimes it fits.
It's very true. Yeah. You know, when you really find out, like opera, like Puccini, you know, what is the dialogue in those operas?
It's so like, bloody.
It's nuts. It's also like so mundane and you know, it's okay.
Anyway, so what do we have next?
She's great. Next is a woman named, did I hand you the CD? I did. A woman named Eti Ankri, a Mizrahi woman also. I don't know exactly which part of the Mizrah she comes from. I think she's maybe North African or Iraqi. And she also is a wonderful singer, and the musical community behind her. And in this particular CD, she wrote, arranged, and sings all the music. And she did all this during a period that she was pregnant and then gave birth. She's obviously a very incredible woman and a very powerful woman. And I thought we'd play song number 13 on this album and that we would listen to it and enjoy it. The name of the album, by the way, is Yam, which means sea or ocean. And the song number 13 is Yitziat Mitzarim, Mitzarim, an exit from the narrow places. Mitzarim, also the word Mitzrayim, Egypt, comes from the word Mitzarim. And I guess you could call it a kind of a blues, a leaving of, leaving difficult times, leaving sorrow, leaving hard times, narrow places.
Yes. Here we go.
מצרים לבוא אל המדבר אולי נמצא שמיים בדרך אליו שיפתחו לשניים המים המלוכים ונעבור ב שמאוד למשה אין אמונה בלב אנשים פתרנו חלומות
I just love that music. I love the atmosphere it brings. I just think I was born here lifetimes ago. Well, not so many lifetimes ago. I'm living here, I guess, for that reason.
Or reborn.
Or reborn. Or birthed.
Something.
Something, yes. So anyway, what do we have next?
Number three is a woman named Meital Tabelsky. Tabelsky does not sound like a Mizrahi name. I suspect that she comes from an intermarried family between a Mizrahi, probably her mother, and a Ashkenazi, probably her father.
Sounds like Polish.
His name is Tabelsky, right? Ski, yep. The ski characters.
The skis.
I first heard her and saw her when she sang at either the first or the fifth observance of Yitzhak Rabin's assassination, and she sang the song that I like to play. It's a song about a captain, a Rav Chovel, the captain of our ship, which she was referring to Rabin, of course, at the time, when his name was at the height of its romantic and the great leader assassinated. This is, you know, it's really as an expression of her particular voice and her singing ability that I would like to share. All the other songs on her album are very beautiful, and the quality of her singing is the quality of her singing and is highly recommended.
So let's listen to Meital Tabelsky.
So מושלם נוצחו כל סכנות הדרך כל אימי הים כשבנמל קהל יצל אני אצד אפל על הסיפון עליו נפל אוויר רב החובר אבוי ליבי שרב החובל שלי צונח קו המת ליבי 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 הוקטם דם שוטט.
That was sweet and a little sad. But we found out that it's not Trabelsky, it's Trabelsi. So the sk is gone, and most probably so is the Polish ancestry. Wow, with one letter, we have eliminated the possibility of living in it. Although it's...
A whole genealogical, sociological reality. I'm going to really try and learn how to read.
Please. Mital
in Hebrew and in English. I think maybe I'll get there.
We'll give you a second
chance. Now that my granddaughter is in first grade, maybe it's time I learn how to read.
She'll teach you.
She's doing very well, thank you.
So
we should put her on, yes.
Yes, why not? So we have another
She's quite articulate. Another one of Etty Ancre tunes.
Yes.
As I mentioned, this album, Mime, was the songs, the words, and the music, the arrangements, the production, and the actual singing were all done during a period of time when Etty Ancre was pregnant and then when she had her child. And one of the songs on here is called Tinok, Tinoket, actually, which
little
is
child.
A female
yes.
little child. And I thought in honor of this extraordinary accomplishment of pregnancy and birth and child rearing, alongside of an amazing amount of work in all the writing and the conceptualizing and the creativity that went into making the CD, we should listen to her comments about the Tinoket, the little female baby.
So here we go. Once again, Etty Ancre.
והיא אומרת שהיא בעצם שמחה כמה תמונות עצמו עיניים בחושך מתחת לשמחה תינוקת קטנטונת יוצאת לאור ידיים מושטות קדימה של מי הלב שמחבק אותה עכשיו ולא פועם כמו אמא תינוקת קטנטונת בעריסת חושים שורשים נפרדת בטעות אולי בגלל אותה קלות בין גבר ואישה אישור רושמת בדקות את מה שכבר חרות טבוע בנפשה נצמדת כמו תינוק לשד שימלא את החלל והיא נכבדת כמו ספינה מצד לצד אין איש אין גבר שיוכל
That was Etty Ancri and Tinoket.
Tinoket.
Excuse me.
And I'd like to remind you all again that all of this music is available on cdisrael.com, and if it's not available today, it will be available by next week. It will be on the site, including sample tracks of all of the tracks on the various CDs, as well as a host of other unusual, exciting, interesting, creative Israeli music.
So we encourage you here at IsraelScene.com to send in your critiques, to make some statements if you want, if you like the show, don't like the show, you have any comments, criticisms, or contributions, go on to our forums, which is in the front page, and put your little... 2 cents worth, or 2 shekels worth, or two...
Or even without the forum, I think there's a place for just comments.
You can email us at info@israelscene.com.
If you all like the music programs, our music sample programs, let us know. We'll do more of them. If there's a particular area of Israeli music that you're interested in and you'd like to hear more of, piyutim, religious music, the latest in some of the creative music... In the East-West field, in the Eastern version of Israeli music, in the Arab-Israeli music, and so on and so forth, if we know more specifically what you're more specifically interested in, or male singers.
So, considering this is a music show, we're going to go out of here with Hatikva by...
Rebbe Sol. From Los Angeles, actually.
From Steve.
And Yoram.
Shavua Tov.